This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Authorities say get out of the Roaring Fork River. An ice jam has melted, sending ice, debris, and water downstream. Officials are warning people to exit the Roaring Fork River and head to higher ground between Snowmass Canyon and Carbondale. The future of the coronavirus relief bill passed by Congress remains in question. Several issues were not included or addressed in the bill, including additional state and local aid. A plan to increase aid in exchange for coronavirus-related liability protections was dropped. Kevin Bomber of the Colorado Municipal League is disappointed but not surprised. He says real pain is being felt by state and local governments.
And it's not because of bad choices. It's because of a bad pandemic. It's too bad they didn't get there, but we're glad to see that there was agreement on things that will help keep businesses going and workers working.
Bomber says many municipalities aren't banking on additional aid but are working to tackle the current economic challenges. A decline in winter tourism is costing state and local governments because of decreased tax revenue. The U.S. Travel Association says spending in Colorado was down 40% during the second week of December compared to the same time last year. The state lost out on $4 million in tax revenue as a result, and local governments have lost out on about $3 million. 60 in Denver, 54 in Colorado Springs, 30 in Vail, 38 in Grand Junction, 58 degrees for Pueblo. This is CPR News.